Hi, this is Wendy Powell, your livestock production agent for the Wildcat Extension District. Hay production is a thought-provoking industry. Between forage quality and harvest timing, equipment, valuing strategies, cost of harvest, cost of storage, the list continues. I wonder how many farm family dinner conversations revolve around this exact topic. To focus on just one factor, economics of outside storage, here are some tips. An easy way to reduce loss is to tighten the outer layer of the bale. Strive for a density minimum of 10 pounds of hay per cubic foot. If you're able to depress the surface of a bale more than a half an inch, expect significant loss. As we all know, weathering reduces forage quality. Bales stored outside under cover suffer less deterioration than unprotected bales, a question of 20% dry matter loss. Plastic wrap or net wrap can help prevent weathering. The use of hay tarps is also clever. Keep in mind that covers are subject to wind damage and need to be anchored to the ground or stack. Tears need to be repaired immediately to hold the cover in place. If hay is over 18% moisture and sealed under plastic, quality losses result from excessive heating and mold development, but the moisture content isn't quite high enough to create a silage effect. Nearly all extension publications across the U.S. recommend stacking large round bales in rows, flat end to end. Storing bales with the round sides touching creates a trap for rain and snow. The bales may be easier to handle with some equipment, but losses will be higher. Costs for covering bales can be minimized by stacking in pyramids. This allows more hay to be covered by the tarp and also reduces land space used. However, if bales are not covered in a pyramid, weather losses can be devastating, up to 10%. When you consider that the recommended formation accounts for only about 1% loss, 10 is a huge hit to the pocketbook. Have you heard the phrase, location, location, location? Selecting a good storage site has little upfront cost impact, but could prove to make all the difference in your hay later this winter. Look for an area that's open and not shady. Increased air circulation will boost drying conditions. The spot should be well drained to reduce moisture absorption on the bottom of the bales, which can account for half of the total dry matter loss. To lift bales, use racks, fence posts, discarded pallets, railroad ties, used tires, or a layer of rock about 6 inches deep. If snow accumulation is a possibility, stack rows further apart to allow sunlight to melt the snow. Strive for about 3 foot between rows. Orienting rows in a north-south direction will allow for faster drying after rains by best utilizing sunlight and airflow. Vegetation between rows should be kept to a minimum. For more information, give me a call at the Labette County Extension Office, 620-784-5337.